now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
What's with these jerk-offs on the phone today? Sid's a name dropper. Sid calls everyone great. Shut up.
Okay, oh, that's good.
Don't listen to me. Go listen to somebody else. If I annoy you that much... You know I'm great. You know you love this show. Go listen to Boomer. He doesn't call himself great. Doesn't call anybody great. Doesn't drop names. You'll love him. Go ahead. Get out. Don't complain. Don't ever come to the show and complain. I'm serious. I'm tired of it. Best show in New York. Best show in the country. You love me. I love you. Shut up. Shut up and listen. That's your job. Not to talk. If you were such a good talker, you'd have this job. And I'd be driving in my car on the way to my real estate office. Or banging the tennis ball like you're about to do. Anyway, Ray Raimondi, how are you, handsome?
Sydney, good morning to you. Well, I'm gonna start by complaining. I can't believe Matt Meany talked me into this. Talk about the pressure. Has anyone won yet?
No one's won. No.
Oh jeez. Oh my goodness. Well, I got to tell you, Sydney. You know what I did?
What's that?
I got on a striped shirt like Bernie wears. I got a Henley underneath. I'm wearing white khaki shorts, and I got on Jordans, and I got oat milk in a Poland Spring water bottle. I've been in my room fist bumping like he usually does, so I could be like Bernie.
That is
so
hilarious.
I better not screw up.
Sounds like he's doing all the right things.
Well, I got to get the questions right now.
Before we get to the game, Joseph Abud checks in because the Yankees got Gallo and Rizzo. By the way, Abud, you know, you guys got Schwarber. He's got 25 home runs. He says, the sin of gluttony, a typical Yankee move, it never works. It pisses off the baseball gods. But again, the Red Sox got a big home run hitter, too, so I'm not sure Joe Abud should be talking. Anyway, Ray Raimondi, are you ready to play? I know you're dressed like Bernie. Are you ready to beat him?
I'm nervous. Well, but I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Serbia, Croatia, Macedonia, Slovenia, Kosovo, Montenegro, and Bosnia, and Herzegovina are the seven modern countries that made up what country from 1915 to 1992? Which one?
Is that the Czech Republic?
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax.
Not a terrible guess. It was Yugoslavia. All right, Raymond. What continent represents about a third of the world's land surface? This you know. It's easy. Big continent. Biggest one. Come on.
Antarctica.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No, you got to be kidding. Did you just say Antarctica? Of course it's Asia.
Oh, that's right.
Ay, Raymond. Good thing.
Well, you know, Bernie said I had a degree in world history, a master's. I don't. I got an Emmy Award, though.
Hey, and you're very handsome, and you got a great personality.
Not as handsome as you, sir.
Oh, don't you have to say that. That's true, but you don't have to say that. Number three. No, you actually you're actually better looking than I am. Here we go. Number three. Of ding, dong, or gong?
Kong.
Ding, dong, or kong, which one of these is the basic monetary unit of the country of Vietnam? It's hilarious.
I'm going to go with dong.
Yes!
There it is! What a name, right? Hey, I'm going to give you a dong.
It is kind of funny. All righty. In 1692, Ray Raimondi, people in what Massachusetts city hanged 19 and pressed one to death on the charge of witchcraft? Very easy. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on,
Salem,
my father.
Salem
witchcraft. Yes. My dad used to smoke those cigarettes.
Nice.
Yeah, Salem. All right, so you've gotten two out of four. Let's close it out strongly here. There are three small active volcanic islands belonging to the Japanese in the Pacific Ocean known as the Volcano Islands. The Volcano Islands. They consist of Kita Iwo, Minami Iwo, and what other island? You know this. Come on. Iwo.
Oh, my gosh.
Iwo. Come on, Ren.
Let's see here. Evo. Can I get a...
Evo.
Did you repeat the... Can I get a repeat for the question one more time?
The three volcanoes on this volcano island are Kita Iwo, Minami Iwo, and Iwo, the most famous of all. Come on, you know this.
Oh, my goodness.
What other what Evo what? What do you know as Evo? What other country?
Evo. Evo.
Evo. Oh, excuse me. Oh, it's Iwo Jima. Iwo Jima is
what wrong. Oh, Iwo Jima.
All right. Well, you got two right. Well, I'm
not an easy game today, though. Not
no,
an
it wasn't.
Easy.
Oh,
Bernard
gosh.
May struggle with this. I think, other than the Salem witch trial thing, so we'll see.
You didn't play badly. You got two right. Let's see if Bernard fares better. I know you want to win
all
badly.
Right. I did. I really did. Okay. All right, is he running down? Is he running down?
He's here. He's actually here right now. So here we go.
Oh, I'm doing some good morning, Bernard.
Right. You said good morning, Ray.
Hey, what's up, Ray?
You need three to beat Ray today. That's it. Just three, okay? You can talk after the game. Here we go. Number one, Bernie. Serbia, Croatia, Macedonia, Slovenia, Kosovo, Montenegro, and Bosnia and Herzegovina are the seven modern countries that made up what country from 1918 through 1992?
Oh, that was run by a guy named Tito, and the country was Yugoslavia.
Bang.
The former communist country of Yugoslavia.
What continent represents about a third of the world's land surface?
A third of the world's... What country makes up...
No, continent. The biggest continent.
The biggest continent.
Come on, it's easy.
Hold on a second. I'm not going to answer anything quickly. I would say the continent would be Asia.
Yes. But I know that.
I'm not answering anything.
No, I understand.
I'm going to think for a second.
Now, you have three more to go. If you get one of these next three right, which you will, then you win today's game. And you beat Ray, which, by the way, it's not very nice. But that's fine.
Okay, I'll tank it. Go ahead.
You should tank it. Of Ding, Dong, or Kong, which of these is the basic monetary unit of the country of Vietnam? Ding, Dong, or Kong?
Ding, Dong, or Kong?
Yes.
Ding dong or Kong?
Yes,
I'll have to go with. I'll have to go with Kong.
Wrong, you two-legged back of
incorrect.
All right,
it's what's inside your pants right about now.
I hate you.
Number four in 1692. You haven't lost yet, Raymond. People in what Massachusetts city? Here's where it's over. Hang 19 and pressed one to death on the charge of witchcraft. Simple witchcraft. I know.
I used to smoke cool cigarettes.
My dad smoked these.
But Salem's were...
My dad. Nicely done, Bernie. You went to these
choice.
And to see if you can get four out of five, there are three small active volcanic islands belonging to the Japanese in the Pacific Ocean. They're known as the Volcano Islands. They consist of Kita Iwo, Minami Iwo, and what other island?
That would be Iwo Jima.
Yes. All right. 4-2, your final score today.
In
well
fact, the name
game.
Of the volcano on Iwo Jima is, I'll go you one better.
What's that?
Everybody, anybody, any World War II buff would know it's Iwo Jima.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mount Suribachi.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Really? That's an easy one, Mount Suribachi?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
That's where they raised the iconic flag.
4-2, your final score in today's game. Raymond, say hello to your friend Bernard.
Hello, Raymond.
Bernie, good morning. Man, you did it again. Man, none of us got to win, and I was telling Sid earlier, Bernie, I actually dressed like you. I wore a striped button-down shirt open with a Henley. I had on some white khaki shorts and my Jordans. I had oat milk in a Poland Spring water bottle. I was fist-pumping in my room.
Nice.
I guess I was tired from working last night, but, well, you know, you are the smartest man I know, so.
Well, that's kind of you to say, and I doubt that that's true. But, Ray, listen, you do work a lot of hours, so fatigue does play a part when you lose a game of, trivia or world history, politics, whatever it is.
You're being very humble.
Sleep
Bernie.
Deprivation does...
You're being very humble.
And I am terribly sleep deprived right now.
And you still can't.
You know what? I got Dong right, but I couldn't get the fact that Asia had a third of the world's land. Could you believe that?
I guess I could.
I was shocked.
what continent did you pick, by the way?
Huh?
Antarctica. I picked Antarctica.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, whatever.
All right.
And I said Czech Republic. But
well,
thank
listen,
you for having me on.
You were great today. You're a breath of fresh air at the station. You really are. We love having you here. You're a great guy. And thank you for playing today's game. And keep smiling, Ray. It helps out the rest of us. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds good. You two have a great weekend.
You too.
There he is. One of the nicest guys
at the
station.
He really is. He's a very talented guy and a sweetheart. Ray Raimondi. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. The last segment of the week, your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid, is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.